Hey everyone, this is Pastor Benj, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church podcast. I've been interested in leadership and team development for many, many years, from my Coca-Cola days to my days at Sugar Hill Church and everything in between. And over the years, I've been involved with and implemented many leadership and team development programs in the business world and in the ministry world. At one point, Pastor Chuck and I even led a national faith-based leadership and team development organization in which we literally took thousands of pastors and church leaders through our leadership development programs. And by the way, I do believe that every great leadership principle can be found in the greatest leadership book of all time, the Bible. So most leadership and team development thought leaders will tell you there are three key areas that every successful, significant, and sustainable business or ministry team practices practices consistently at a very high level. And the first and most important one is that they have and are driven by a clear and compelling purpose. The second one is they establish and adhere to a common set of team processes. Now, these processes could be how they deal with conflict, or how they conduct a meeting, or how decisions are made, or how they have fun together, or any number of things. The key is to have agreed upon processes that the team follows to work together to accomplish the team's purpose. And the third is team performance. They have a core set of metrics that lets them know how close they are coming to wildly achieving their team's purpose. All right, so why am I telling you all this? It's to make a point that I really strongly believe in, and that is that all families, yes, that's right, families, all families can apply these three concepts within their family to help them have a more successful, significant, and sustainable family unit. So in today's podcast, we're going to look at the first and most important principle, and that's purpose. Next week's podcast, I'll talk about the third area, performance, and then the week after, we'll cover the second one, process. I really believe you got to have purpose and performance in place before you talk about process. Okay, so does your family have a clear and compelling purpose, or is it merely existing with no clear direction? Or maybe the family is somewhere in between. Proverbs 29:18 states, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." Now, your family may not perish without a purpose, but when you have a family purpose that everyone believes in and lives by, it helps every family member to recognize that the family unit is bigger than any single member of the family. And as a team, you do have a God-given, God-driven purpose. Listen, you're not just a group of related individuals that live under one roof. You're much more than that. And with a clear and compelling purpose, your family's chances of experiencing great joy, living more peacefully together, making a significant and sustainable difference, well, it goes way up. I mean, who just wants to exist as a family? Don't we all want to be part of something that has real and meaningful purpose? And shouldn't that start in our family? So by now, I hope you're wondering, okay, well, how do I even get started with something like this? Well, I want you to listen to an example of one family's purpose. Our family exists to help each other have a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and to share God's love and generosity by being actively involved in Sugar Hill Church's backpack ministry. So a really good purpose answers the questions, what does the family do and why do they do it? So based on the purpose that I just read to you, what does this family do? Well, they help each other grow in Christ and they invest in a ministry within the community. All right, so why do they do it? Well, according to their purpose, they do it to strengthen their family's walk with God and to share God's love and generosity with others. Okay, so now it's your turn. And I'm really challenging you and encouraging you to work together as a family unit and come up with your family's purpose. If you do, be sure and post it on your fridge or put it in a frame on the wall or do whatever comes to mind so that it becomes doesn't become a one-time exercise, but does become something that you and your family seek to live out every single day. As our pastor says to us all the time, you can do this. And I promise you, it will be a really neat experience to go through. And hey, you know, if you end up creating a family purpose, I'd absolutely love for you to send it to me at binge@sugarhillchurch.com. Or if you'd like any help in creating a family purpose, or even a ministry team purpose, or a workplace team purpose, shoot me an email. I'd be glad to help in any way I can. Hey guys, thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate all the nice things you guys are saying to Chuck and to Bobby and to me about these podcasts, and we truly do hope they help you guys out. I look forward to seeing you guys this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, and hey, I hope the rest of your day is refreshing and fulfilling. Bye, everyone.